This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 483 for Wednesday, July 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Wednesday morning, gleaning support from sharp upticks in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. The November canola contract adds $10.70 at $844.10 per ton, and the January contract gains $13 at $838.10 per ton. Additional support for vegetable oils is coming from increases in global crude oil prices, while losses in Malaysian palm oil are applying some pressure to further gains. Dry conditions across most of the prairies continue to underpin canola values. Meanwhile, canola crush margins remain on their downward trend, having forfeited about $40 per ton above the futures over the last week. Manitoba Agriculture reports the province's canola ranges from flowering to pod filling, with the crop still in decent shape. The tentative deal to end the BC port worker strike fell through, and the work stoppage is back on. The recent two-week strike impeded grain shipments by container. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 75.99 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 75.82. Russia launched another series of missile strikes on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa, hitting grain and oil facilities. The European Union will discuss extending its ban on Ukrainian imports for domestic sales, but will allow movement for grain heading overseas. Croatia is offering use of its Adriatic ports to Ukraine. The United States Corn Belt is forecast to get above normal temperatures, but below normal precipitation. Brazil Export Association Annex says the country's July corn exports are to be 6.8 million tons, exceeding the 5.6 million last year. Brazil's soybean exports for July are pegged at 8.8 million tons, bettering the 7 million from a year ago. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday morning. The November contract jumps 20 cents at $14.15 per bushel. August soy oil advances 1.49 cents at 65.54 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal rises $3.90 at $446.60 per short ton. Corn is stronger, with its September contract adding 14 cents at $5.42 per bushel. Oats are stronger as well, with its September contract up 14.5 cents at 446. And keeping with this morning's trend, the U.S. wheat complex is also stronger, as Chicago September surges 33 cents at 703.5. Kansas City September rises 27.5 cents at 855. And Minneapolis September gains 16 cents at 893. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.